I'm just going to give you about the, they call this the.
Everybody has notes, yes?
Yeah, I think I. Let's just distribute the notes. Do we have the notes? We have a student manual. Those are student manual something. Is everybody ready? Recruitment and audition. So I just want to introduce you about what we're going to do here. And I just want to say what's in my heart to all of you here. This is not just about the things that I've learned for just a few weeks or years, but this is what we experience. I mean, I got saved when I was 22 years old, so I learned the ups and downs of music ministry. So when I'm working in Makati and Ortigas and I go somewhere else, I learn at least how to solve the problems of recruitment and how to deal with artists and musicians. So here we go. My objective is for us to learn how to conduct worship ministry recruitment and audition. And there is one book here in the Bible that really give me a handle when it comes to music ministry. And that is 1 Chronicles chapter 25. Okay? So I just want to bring you there so that we can have a handle about what we're going to do. This is very powerful because 1 Chronicles talks about the lineage of David and the temple, the construction of the temple, and the messianic line of David, something like that. But when the author talks about the temple, you know, in the Bible, in 1 Chronicles, when they talk about the temple, it talks about the presence of God. So it's just like their identity is the presence of God. So it's good for us to study about what is going on in the temple. And it says here in verse 1, which is, this is the very passion of David to put up the presence of the Lord or the ark. Then it says here, David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart some of the sons of Asaph. These are the three musicians and worship directors of David. Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun. I remember, just to put a sidetrack here, whenever David has a song, he entrusted that song to Asaph. So that's in Psalm 18, I think. When he wrote that song, he entrusted it to Asaph. And there is this song also of David that he entrusted not just to Asaph, but to Jeduthun, because Jeduthun is good when it comes to music. So he's the one who played the harp. In fact, the Bible says that he prophesied by harp. Okay? So then said, Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying, accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who performed the service, and you can see all the names there. But it says in verse 2, the sons of Asaph were under the supervision of Asaph, look at this, who prophesied under the king's supervision, because that's where David entrusted the songs. So, and then, as for Jeduthun, from his son, it says there, all the names, and then, Jeduthun, who prophesied using the harp in thanking and praising the Lord. So, different responsibilities. And then to Heman, it says all the names there. And then in verse 5, it says there, all these were sons of Heman, the king's seer. They were given him through the promises of God to exalt him. Iba naman si Asaph, I see Heman. He is singing the promises of God. I don't know, maybe Deuteronomy, he can sing the Deuteronomy, something like that. But in verse 6, it says here, and you will be encouraged by this as music ministers and worship directors. Look at this. All these men were under the supervision of their fathers, okay? They are always under authority. And then, for the music of the temple of the Lord with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the ministry of the house of God, Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king. So they are under the supervision of their fathers. And at the same time, their fathers is under the supervision of King David. So you can see the authority there. And then you'll be surprised by this. It says there, this is where we connected the skill part here, okay? It says here in verse 7, along with their relatives. And look at this. All of them trained and skilled in music for the Lord. All of them are trained, and all of them are skilled, are trained and skilled in music for the Lord. So there is something, what's my point here? My point here is there is something that we need to really emphasize what we're going to do when it comes to music ministry. We are not doing this randomly. We are not, marunong ka kumanta? Oh, sige. So it's not that. So there is a fear of God here that's involved when it comes to picking up these people. All right? So that's our objective. So, and then the general principle is this, because what the scripture is saying, this is the general principle. The general principle is people are more important than what they can do for the ministry. Look at this. We don't want to use people. We want them to be used by God because of this, because of their giftings. Why am I saying this? Because at the end of the day, it's people that really matters. That's true. When Pastor Steve is saying that we need to be excellent in this area, for one reason, because God loves these people. All right? So when it comes, especially for the artist, okay, and musician and artist, they are very sensitive, and it's so easy for them to be offended. So we cannot just, something like that. We need to know these people. So why do we need to learn the process of recruitment and audition? Number one, because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. So we give importance to people. I always say this to the people around me that Jesus died for people. He didn't die for our ministry. He didn't die for the music ministry. He died for people. Okay? Then next, because musicians are unique, not special, and should be handled in a unique way. So, alam niyo ba yun? Sometimes that's my problem before. Why I am easily offended. So that's very normal for music ministry. That's why I'm always saying this, that can you imagine if we are not sensitive? What kind of music? How can we minister to these people? Diba? Bato eh. Ano? Walang pakiramdam. How can you minister to this kind of people? So even, look at this. Whenever, that's why sometimes I'm very effective when it comes to ministering to these people. You know why? Because the way God designed me, the moment I stand in front of people, I can sense already what's going on around me. Although I'm so nervous and fearful, but I can sense the power of God there. I can sense that, I can feel, where are the people? Where are they? Yeah, I just came from Tagaytay and just ministering to these worship leaders and young people. I can sense what they need. So I just give them what they need when it comes to the Spirit of God, and boom, everything breaks out. So number three, because the worship ministry is an art and skill ministry. Remember this. This is not just a yung spiritual ministry. This is also a skill ministry. So it's a combination of, just like what Pastor Steve is saying, the moment they step down to that service, they can sense the power of God. That's the Spirit of God. But at the same time, I don't want to set aside on the other side of the pendulum that there's also a skill involved. All right? And this is where we balance this ministry. So we don't want these people to be rejected, but at the same time, we want to get the best of the best from people. All right? So that's my point, and I just wanna put a handle here that this is not something that I've learned, but this is something that I really experienced, and this is where it involves all of us here. That sometimes I always need to check myself that nandito ba ako, because this is my work. I always keep on reminding this, even until now, that this is not Ayala Corporation. This is not San Miguel Corporation. This is not an organization. Take note of this, guys. This is the kingdom of God. When Pastor Paul is teaching to us about our rewards and accountability, I was really praying there, Lord, help me to get a reward someday. I'm crying out to God, because I will live just once in this world. And after this, wala na. Take note of this. David just lived once in this world, and they did. They did it the best. Kung ginawa nila, di ba? Ngayon, wala na sila David. Tayo naman ngayon, di ba? Are we going to do our best? Of course. So what's my point here? My point here is we are not working to any corporation. We are working with the kingdom, with Jesus, di ba? In the kingdom of God. So yun ang kaganda ng ministry natin. Okay ba? So we don't invent things here. So my point, sinabi ko ngayon sa tatlong magsishare dito na si Mike, si Jam, at saka si Ray, na I just want you to give an impartation. My prayer that you will not just get the step by step of what we're going to do here, but you're going to get the principle. Now, oh, ito pala to. Okay ba yan? All right. So let's go. So Mike, exciting to.